I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to The Sisters, Episode 9, Lady of Sorrows, inspired by real events.
Okay, guys, into my office.
Okay.
So this guy, Mark Whitney, he's the leader of the Hellfire Club? Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the English woman.
Pippa.
Right, yes, they're all working together. They hired the fake Carrie to con me. She just wanted to steal the skeleton.
But if that's all she wanted, why go through all the trouble of faking her identity?
I don't know. She wanted to earn my trust, I guess.
For what? Did you give her a key to the museum?
No.
Duncan, did you give her a key?
Me? No, I never even met her.
Well, my other question is, what do these people, the Hellfire Club people, what do they want with the skeleton?
Who knows, some kind of magic spell? Or maybe they're perverts and they want to desecrate it.
Actually, Duncan, I think you have a pretty good handle of what's going on here.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no?
Oh, come on, really?
Welcome to the Bad Bones Podcast. I explore the motive of the Hellfire Club. So there's a famous verse in the New Testament, Matthew 18:20. When two or more are gathered in my name, I am with you. Now, from what I understand, Jesus is saying you only need two believers to start a church. Well, according to the Book of Soiga, the devil says, when two or more are gathered in my name, I am with you. But you see, the devil isn't talking about two living bodies. He's talking about two skeletons, but not just any two skeletons. They need, like, special skeletons. And that's why the club needed to steal their precious bones back. They're trying to conjure the devil, somehow. Or maybe...
What are they gonna do with the two skeletons, Duncan?
I don't know. Ask a Satanist. I'm just talking off the cuff, man. It's a podcast. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm not saying another word without my lawyer present.
Oh, You don't have a lawyer. Duncan, sit down.
No, you should stand up. Stand up for me, Frankie. Forget it.
Hey! Duncan, come back! Yeah, come on. Detective, you don't really think Duncan planned this?
I think he was involved, yes.
Why? Based on what?
Frankie, this woman who tried to con you, who pretended to be your sister, she knew things about you, right? Details about your past?
Yeah, but...
Well, who do you think was feeding her this information? Look, your pal Duncan is obsessed with this occult stuff. Maybe he's trying to write his own story.
Maybe. But there's another story here. And the only way to make sense of the present is to examine the past.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy. Nancy Garrel, it's me, Frankie. Frankie Bradshaw from the Muttering Museum?
Yes, of course. Well, how's it been going? Have you been through the Pollard tapes?
Yes, they're amazing. They're terrifying. Nancy, does the name Mark Whitney mean anything to you?
It sounds familiar. Why?
Well, if you don't mind, just keep going through your grandfather's files, and if that name comes up anything at all, send it my way.
Send it to the Mutter?
No, directly to me. It's safer.
Okay. Are you worried about someone stealing the mail?
Maybe.
Thomas, slow down. Where are we going? We've been driving for hours. We can't just drive around aimlessly.
We're aiming, Francis. We're aiming as far away from Exum as possible.
Daddy, slow down!
Hey, it's all right, girls. Don't worry. We're all right.
Where are we going?
Stratford.
Why Stratford?
Because there's a pub with rooms there, and I know the owner, Tobias. Oh. We're in the army together.
Daddy?
Yes, love?
Watch out for the little girls on the road!
What?
Oh, Jesus. Girls?
What are you doing? There's no one there. What were you talking about? Why did you say that? Hey? Answer me!
It was a joke, Daddy.
When I looked at them, I didn't know who they were anymore.
Well, who did you think they were?
We were running from Mark Whitney and Father Tim and the rest of them.
Who were them?
The Hellfire Club. That's what they called themselves. They wanted the girls.
Why? Why did they want the girls, Francis?
I didn't know then. But later that night, we need a plan. We probably have members everywhere. They'll find us.
Well, not if we go abroad and change our names.
Abroad?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I don't know. America or France, anywhere.
God, Thomas, what's happening to us? I'm just sick of all this.
Mummy?
Yes, darling? What are you doing awake?
My stomach hurts.
Well, do you have a tummy ache? Oh, perhaps it was the bread from...
No, Daddy, it's coming through me.
What's coming through you, love?
She's going to be sick.
Through my chest.
Chest? Oh, Jackie, hey. What's wrong?
Don't be sick on me. I can't breathe.
No, I think I know what this is.
Oh, heavens, Thomas, you're not a doctor.
Where's that lemonade?
What?
There, just give it to me. Here you are, darling. Here you go. Have a drink of that. Bit more. Oh, there you are. I think it was just indigestion.
Can I have some too?
Yeah, okay, Jill, here you go. How's that, Jackie? Do you feel a bit better?
Yeah.
Good. Oh.
For a moment, it was as if we were just a happy family again. But the next morning...
Mummy. Daddy. My neck hurts.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, Jackie, now it's your neck.
This isn't Jackie, Mummy. It's Jill.
All right, come on, come on.
That's it.
Right. Okay.
Hello? Excuse me, we need help. What is it?
It's our daughters. There's something wrong with them. They're in pain.
Both of them?
Yes, both of them. It's their bones. Their bones are all...
You've got to do something. All right, well, why don't you take a seat over there?
No, they're in pain. Can't you see? We need a doctor right now. How long has it been now?
Just be patient, Thomas. I'm sure the doctors are doing their best.
Well, we need to get back to the pub. Pack our things, get back on the road again.
Mr. and Mrs. Pollard?
Yes?
Could you come with me, please?
Are they all right?
Dr. Ryan wants to have a word. This way. In here.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Pollard. Why don't you take a seat?
How are they, Doctor?
Well, I've given them some painkillers and they're much more comfortable.
Oh, thank God. Where are they? Can we see them?
In a moment. I just want to go through a few details, if that's all right.
What sort of details?
Have the girls had a fall recently? From climbing a tree, perhaps? A swing?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, at school. Has the school mentioned anything?
No. No, nothing like that.
I see. Do they fight? Have they been fighting with each other?
Well, they argue, but they don't fight. I don't understand what you're asking, Doctor.
Oh, you see, their bones, their muscle tissue. It's all very swollen. I think we need to further investigate, but...
I'm sorry, are you accusing us of harming our children?
No. Mr. Pollard, no, but we need to find out more about their condition. Now, I think we should keep them in overnight for observation. Arrange for an X-ray in the morning.
Well,
No, that's impossible. They can't stay overnight. Look, how about we come back in the morning?
Well, I'd rather you didn't.
Where are they? Where are they? We're taking them now. Where are they?
Look, my advice...
Are you part of it?
I'm sorry?
Are you one of them too? I want my girls! Jackie? Jill?
Mr. Pollard?
Girls?
Thomas was very upset. We were both confused. We didn't know who was part of this thing. We were scared they'd take the girls away from us. Maybe the police would be involved. We wanted them with us, so we could protect them and...
Is there something you're not telling me, Francis?
Thomas's old friend, Tobias, who managed the inn. I thought I saw Tobias give something to Thomas.
What did he give to Thomas?
We went back to the inn, all of us. But by the evening, the girls... Their pain had returned, although now it was much worse. They felt like their chests were on fire. And they couldn't breathe.
It's all right.
It hurts. My chest is coming through me. It's tearing through me.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Look, you're hurting her.
I'm hurting her.
We can just get him into the bathroom.
Girls, come on.
Quick, quick. Who is it?
Frankie Bradshaw. He's expecting me.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I remember you. One moment. Professor, it's the front desk. You have a guest? Frankie Bradshaw?
Esty, where have you been?
Hell, I've been working a 48-hour shift.
That woman isn't my sister.
Okay, take the elevator to the 7th floor.
Thanks. She's a con artist. She broke into the Mutter and stole the skeleton. She took Matilda.
What?
And it gets worse. The police think Duncan is involved.
No way. Frankie, are you fucking with me?
No, I am definitely not fucking with you.
Jesus, where are you?
Oh, that's the other thing. I'm at Benil's new place. It's huge.
Wow. I disappear for 2 days and your whole life is upside down.
It was already upside down. Relax, I'm here for professional reasons.
Yeah, professional stupidity. Frankie, you better not sleep with him.
No promises. I haven't been fucked in months.
Mom? Oh. She said the F word.
Sorry, kid.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just 2 movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a 3-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just 2 visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Oh,
making this tape for one reason. To prevent Mark Whitney from ever getting close to that girl again. Just a word of warning.
Is it this glitchy throughout?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Right.
Just a few days after speaking to Vincent's granddaughter, Nancy, she sent me another tape in the mail that was kept in her grandfather's safe under lock and key. It was labeled, Mark Whitney, a warning.
Mr. Whitney goes by other names, perhaps half a dozen aliases, to hide his business dealings.
Just to clarify, are you sure Mark Whitney owns the skeleton? Matilda.
You saw the chain of title. That's what it says.
When I started to investigate these different aliases, a clear pattern emerged. I then realized Mark Whitney would never stop pursuing the child. So I sent the girl to America. I have a dear friend there, Sister Dolores Franco. She lives in a town called Lowell, Massachusetts, at Our Lady of Sorrows Convent.
Dolores promised me.
You heard that, right? Our Lady of Sorrows?
Yeah, a convent.
There's more on the tape, I think.
Maybe I can fix this.
Really? During our marriage, you couldn't figure out the dishwasher.
Ah.
As Benil fiddles with the tape player, I Google the nunnery. There it is. Our Lady of Sorrows Convent in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Who am I kidding? I can't fix this.
That's okay. Look. Our Lady of Sorrows. It's a real place, just outside Boston. We should go there tomorrow.
That's a little impulsive, no?
Well, you heard the tape. This Vincent guy sent the girl there to protect her from Mark Whitney.
What girl?
One of the Pollard twins, I think. We're gonna find out.
Frankie, I let you come over here tonight because I want to help you. Not because I want to get pulled deeper into this, whatever this is.
Can't let him find her. If he takes possession of the body, he's one step closer to... Please. Whoever finds this, I beg of you, don't let him take her. Don't let him take possession of the bones.
Okay. We'll take the train tomorrow.
Thanks for doing this, Benil. And thanks for believing in me.
I told you. Mark Whitney gives me the creeps. And if the Pollard family sent their daughter to America to protect her from him, well, I don't blame them.
I can't believe Mark Whitney is still alive. I mean, what is he, like 100?
I never saw him face to face, but who knows? Maybe he's got a deal with the devil.
Hello?
Frankie Bradshaw.
Yes? Who is this?
This is Dr. Bill Chambers, calling about the DNA test for Ms. Carrie Bradshaw.
Sorry, did you say DNA test?
That's right. Ms. Carrie Bradshaw's.
I didn't know she took one.
Well, she did, and she passed. She passed in the sense that she is who she claims to be.
Wait, did you say... Carrie passed the test?
Indeed, she did.
When? When did she take the test? And how did you get this number? I mean, are you sure that she... Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. I lost him in the tunnel.
Frankie, what DNA test? What's going on?
No, nothing. It's impossible. I look at my reflection in the window. Deep into my eyes. Am I losing my mind?
Frankie? Frankie, hello? Is anyone there? Knock, knock.
Who is it?
It's Tobias, Thomas.
Toby. Sorry about the noise. The girls are feeling a bit sick.
No, it's not about that. Look,
Look, Thomas, a couple of blokes came by earlier looking for you. No, I covered for you, but I think they know you're here.
Right, I see. Did they say who they were?
Yes. The main fellow left a card. Mark Whitney. He said to get in touch. Everything can be sorted out. That's what he said. There was a woman and a man with him too. Funny looking. I didn't trust any of them. You best be on your way.
Yeah. Yeah, Toby, thing is, I'm a bit short of cash.
Well, I can spot you a 50, Thomas, but you need to go now before they come back.
Of course, yeah, thank you.
And the thing I gave you, if you have to use it, break it up and get rid of it. Good luck, mate.
And just like that, we were back on the road, living in the car with two sick girls who were changing by the day.
Changing? Changing how?
Their bones. You could almost see it. The new bone under the skin. It was like they were sharing their bodies with another person.
So you mean the girls imagined that...
No! No, no. No, they imagined nothing. This was real. And it was monstrous.
Beautiful day, huh?
Yes, it is.
So you headed to the convent? You guys don't look like nuns.
We got off the train outside Boston, and now I'm sitting in the back of a cab with Benil.
When we get there, are we just going to ask for Sister Dolores? Frankie, are you listening?
I can't believe it. I can't believe she passed the DNA test.
So what? Even if she is your sister, she's still a thief.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe she cheated on the test?
Who knows? Just keep an open mind and an open heart, and we'll figure it out.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, here we are. It looks under construction. I don't think it's open, you know?
Hey, look, see that sign?
Brent Staples Realty and Development, site of future condos.
It appears the nunnery is being turned into luxury housing.
Great, yeah. Every time I think we're making a break in the case, we run into a wall.
We're not detectives, Frankie.
Speak for yourself. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Who's in charge here?
Brent, his name is. You're in luck. He's right over there. Only guy without a heart. See?
Thanks. Hi, are you Brent?
Yes, ma'am. Brent Staples Realty.
Frankie Bradshaw, I'm looking for the convent, Our Lady of Sorrows.
The nunnery. Yeah, it shut down about a year ago, but I own the land now.
Building condos, huh?
That's right. This area has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Coffee shops, yoga studios, the Brooklyn of Boston, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, how can I help you?
I work at a museum in Philadelphia, a medical museum called...
The Mutter.
The Mutter? Yeah, how did you know?
Hang on.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm pushing my next meeting back 15 minutes. I want to take you guys to coffee. There, across the street. It was day three, I think. We started digging the foundations and one of the guys called me over. It was just over there, see where the pool complex is?
Yeah, what did they find?
Wow, at first we thought it was some kind of secret passageway. Maybe for the nuns to sneak out at night, something like that. But no, it was an apartment of some kind. Underneath the nunnery.
Huh.
They never told us about that. But that wasn't the strangest thing.
What was?
In the middle of what I'd say was a living room, there was a crypt.
Oh.
A crypt?
Kind of. More like a double-sized coffin, just sitting there in the middle of the room.
Mm.
And inside of it...
The skeleton?
Developer's worst nightmare. Do you know what happens when you dig up remains like that? The state gets involved. It's a whole process. Paperwork, inspections, who knows, archaeologists? Could have put me back a year or more. So I decided to, you know...
Dispose of it?
Look, anyone else would have dumped her in the river. Not me. I'm an educated man. I thought, why not donate it to science? I found the mutter online. Seemed like an interesting place. That's how I ended up sending Jackie to you.
Jackie?
Yeah, that was the name on the plaque. Jackie Pollard.
What?
When you sent the skeleton to the mutter, there was no address. You didn't want any credit?
Nah, for what? I didn't want an investigation. I'll be honest, though. A few days after, I got a phone call from a private collector.
What kind of collector?
A fossil collector. He somehow knew about the skeleton. He asked if I owned it, and he offered me 50 grand.
Oh.
I said, sorry, it's gone. Then he offered me 100 grand. Then 200.
Well, what did you say?
Well, nothing. I thought it was a prank.
Why?
Well, the guy sounded so young on the phone, just a kid, a teenager. And he was clearly high as a kite.
Where are we going, Thomas?
We need shelter, Fran. There's some abandoned farms in this area, and I'm hoping we can find one and...
And what? The girls are sick. We need help.
I know. Right, I have an idea. We need to contact Vincent Garrel, and we need to tell him what's happening.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you tell me what's happening, Thomas? What's happening to the girls?
We found an abandoned farmhouse. The girls were in such pain that Thomas had to carry them inside the barn.
That's it. It's all right, Jill. We're getting help. Try and relax, Jackie, love.
What is it, Jill?
Who's Jill?
And who's Jackie?
Girls.
I saw a girl upon the stair. I saw a girl who wasn't there. I saw that girl again today, and I knew she'd never go away.
Jill? Jackie, what's happening to you?
Right, oh, come on, girls, come on. You need to lie down and you need to be quiet. All right? Fran, we need some light. There's a torch there in my bag. Fran, come on, get hold of yourself, please.
I opened the bag, and there, beside the torch, was a pistol.
After coffee with that realtor, my head was spinning. He said a kid called him, offering him 200 grand for the skeleton. What kid has 200 grand? You know, I know exactly who he's talking about.
Who?
Gordon Markowitz, the rich kid. The stoner you interviewed for your article.
Gordon.
Hello?
Frankie.
Yes? Who is this?
This is Mark. Mark Whitney. I've been looking for you.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
The Sisters is a Gold Hawk production, presented by Realm in association with Lights Out, created by Brett Neachin, and written by Brett Neachin, John Scott Dryden, and Mac Rogers. Frankie is played by Mae Whitman. Francis, Helen Baxendale. Mark, David Morrissey. Duncan, Miles Heiser. Thomas, Lee Ingleby. Carrie, Jennifer Armour. Benil, Theo Ogundipe. Nancy, Ramanique Aluwalia. Jill, Orla McDonough. And Jackie, by Lacey Finlow. With sound design by Adam Woodhams, and original music by Seymour Milton and Sasha Putnam. The script editor is Mike Walker. For Goldhawk Productions, the producer is Emma Hearn, and the director and executive producer is John Scott Dryden. For Realm, the producers are John Brooks, Fred Greenhall, and Nicole Otto. And the executive producers are Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Find the full list of credits in the show copy. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.